Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Many thanks for the support of Wrangler Jeans and Shirts, bringing you these Wrangler Fall Sports Specials along these stations of the Native Voice One Radio Network. Now tuning into round number 3, went this way. In the bareback bronc riding, Tanner Oss of Minnesota scored 90 points on Frontier Rodeo Bucking Horse Full Baggage. Congratulations, Tanner Oss, in the bareback riding. Steer wrestling, Hunter Cure of Texas was a quick 3.8 second time to claim the round. In the team roping competition, Cherokee Cowboy Coleman Proctor from Oklahoma was a no time with his partner Ryan Moats from Texas. Navajo Cowboy Arizona's Eric Rogers, 2017 world champion, was a 14 second time with his partner Kyle Lockett of California. They did not win any money. Tyler Wade and Cole Davidson from Texas have been on fire. They win two rounds in a row with a 3.7 tonight and 4 seconds the previous night. In the saddle bronc riding, third round, Chase Brooks scored 90 points on Outlaw Buckers Rodeo Lunatic Party, the name of the bucking horse. The 2011, 12, and 14 world champion tie-down whooper from Texas, Tough Cooper, was a fast 6.9 second time to win the money in round 3. Oregon's Amber Lee Moore won the competition in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, turning on a 13.62 second time in the cloverleaf pattern. In the bull riding, Louisiana's Kobe Radley scored 92 on a Canadian bucking bull of Big Stone Rodeo Incorporated called Spotted Demon. Quite a race in the all-around standings as Stetson Lawrence, Milford, Utah, is on top of the list, representing the Rough Stock Riders for the all-around title with his skills in saddle bronc and bull riding. Right now, Tim O'Connell is first in the aggregate in the bareback bronc riding. Clayton Bigelow from California is leading the world standings. Two-time and defending steer wrestling champion from Louisiana, Tyler Wagasback, is your leader in the world and fastest on 3 at 12 seconds in the steer wrestling. Team roper Brenton Hall is leading the header standings, teamed up with Chase Tryon from Montana leading the heeler standings. They are the fastest on 3 thus far. Caleb Driggers and his partner Junior Nagara are winning the world title in the team roping. Cherokee Coleman Proctor is 11th in the world standings, and Eric Rogers Navajo is 10th. Tough Cooper took over the lead in the aggregate best on 3 with 24.5 seconds and more money in the world title race. Emily Miller and Lisa Lockhart are do-si-doing for the world title. Miller, a rookie from Oklahoma, is first in the world. Lockhart, at her 13th NFR, is now sitting second in the world. Sage Still Kimsey bucked off tonight but still maintains his lead as number 1 in the world, looking for his 6th after 5 world titles in a row. Jordan Hansen from Ponoka, Alberta, Canada, has the highest score on 2 out of 3 head of bucking bulls, leading the aggregate. We had an opportunity to visit with Tough Cooper after a big win in round 3 in the tie-down roping.
To win a world championship, you have to do your best every night. You can't really just go at them, as you saw last year with my approach. You know, I was trying to go at every one of them, and I've come up short, you know, quite a few rounds. And this year, I'm going to have just not a conservative, you know, roping style, but you have to score, catch, and tie them all down, and because the average plays such an important role.
Hunter Cure showed him how to manhandle business in the steer wrestling with a win tonight.
That horse did his job last night. We had a few things we needed to tweak on this morning, and I felt like we were able to do that and come back tonight and have a better steer and get the win.
Congratulations, Chase Brooks from Deer Lodge, Montana, for winning round 3 in the saddle bronc riding.
Honestly felt like I was going to fall off the first jump, but after that, he just buries his head and bails in the air, and you stay ahead of him. It's probably the best feeling you can have on a bronc.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.